Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Donald Trump is now at Manhattan Criminal Court for the first day of his trial in his hush money case. Jury selection set to get underway today. Before entering the courtroom this morning, Trump stopped to speak briefly, saying again that this case is a political attack against him.
I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country, and it's a country that's failing.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide payments made to cover up an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels. Outside the courthouse today, security is extra heavy as people on both sides of the political spectrum are there to protest.
A huge Trump 2024 flag has been attached to one of the police barricades, keeping ralliers penned into an area separate from the courthouse. Steve Mrzinski came to protest the DA and the charges.
We have his back. He has our back. And he's done so much for New York. I'm a New Yorker. I think he's been treated totally unfairly.
Bill Christensen from Washington, D.C. came here, hopeful of a conviction.
You know, Trump is saying this is all a witch hunt. Well, they've got receipts. Unless somebody gets on the jury who just is not going to listen to the facts.
Security is very tight, with police barricades separating supporters and detractors of the former president. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Manhattan Criminal Court.
Well, after Mayor Adams put in place the 60-day shelter rule, data shows that more than 1,000 children living in the city shelters had to leave their public schools as their parents were forced to move. The city council released the data today showing that nearly 700 students left the school system entirely from January 2nd through March 4th, while another 300 were forced to switch schools in that period. The rule limiting shelter stays to 60 days was put in place to handle the influx of migrants into the shelter system. And yet another new challenge to the MTA's congestion pricing plan. A Staten Island lawmaker has introduced a bill aimed at repealing the plan altogether and seeking to audit the MTA. Assemblymember Michael Tenusis tells 1010 Winds there's actually a lot more opposition to congestion pricing in the state legislature than people realize.
The governor and the mayor have both expressed varying degrees of support. Some would say even opposition at some points. My call is to the actual legislature, to my fellow members, to actually rethink this congestion pricing plan.
He added many of the lawmakers who voted for the plan are no longer in office. In response, an MTA spokesperson said the opponents of the plan, quote, were pro-traffic politicians who are in favor of choke streets where fire trucks can't get to fires and buses move slower than riders can walk. An MTA employee who tried to wake up a sleeping man on a train got a swift punch to the face in return. It happened around 3:30 this morning at the 179th Street Hillside Avenue station in Jamaica, Queens. Police say the 32-year-old female worker was cleaning a train car when she encountered a 63-year-old man who was sleeping. When she told him he had to leave, he allegedly punched her in the face. She was taken to a hospital for treatment, and the man was taken into custody. A slashing at a Midtown subway station overnight. Police say a man was at a MetroCard kiosk at the Rockefeller Center station around 12:30 a.m. when he was randomly slashed on the right side of his face. He was treated at the scenes for cuts. The suspect ran off, still no arrests. One man was killed, another critically injured in a shooting in the Bronx early this morning. Police say the shots rang out right around 4 a.m. on East 149th Street in Mott Haven, just outside a McDonald's. Both men were rushed to a hospital where one was pronounced dead. The other is said to be in critical condition. No arrests have been made so far.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.